views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, hello. Back again. I'm so happy to be on this Friday to give you some more value. This is Dr. Ronnie, and I am your host. And last week we talked about something very cool. It was about detoxification, but advancing the concept of detoxification rather than just focusing on weight loss benefits. Of course, you know, the 21 pounds in 21 day book brought a lot of people to understand that they can detox, have fun, lose weight, and look good. However, we will discuss the long-term effects of health from adopting a detoxified lifestyle. Now, last week we talked about chronic illness and how it has become so prevalent in our society, and how we can live longer, and how there's ways of combating and getting rid of some of the effects of a toxic body so that we can live a healthier and happier lifestyle. Now, I wanted to talk today about parasite cleanse. I get so many people that come to the retreat. They want to go home and they want to continue a parasite cleanse. I get lots of questions about metal detoxification, and I get lots of questions about candida cleanse. And I wanted to tell you that there's three types of detoxification. Of course, we know about the nutritional detoxification, and that's why I wrote that book on 21 pounds in 21 days, because that's a diet detox. It's a very good detox. It gives you lots of nutrition. And then there's another type of detox, which is called integrative medicine. And that type of detox is what I'm going to talk about mostly today. And then, of course, there's a medical detoxification, which gets into chelation and some organ cleansing and more specific types of detoxification for a chronic illness. As such, this subject now taps into the public awareness of a problem that is being highlighted daily, not only by scientists, but by the government, by media, and massive marketing. They all aim at, and the pharmaceutical industry, I don't want to leave them out. They all are now touching a little bit on detoxification and how it is being studied by some of the top metabolic doctors. Why is that? Why is that, as I'm telling you, is that it is no secret today that we are living in a very, very toxic world. It is no secret today that the level of toxicity in our world has never been higher than it is today. We live in a society that attempts to solve all of its problems with another chemical, another medication, more pesticides, more food preservatives, and all of these chemicals do not simply disappear. They are designed to endure an unbelievable long length of time in our body before it gives us this chronic illness. Now, these particular toxins that when I could talk about this for like 2 hours, and I don't want to get into the specific types of toxicity that we endure on a daily basis, because I want to give you some value. I mean, I'll do one show on just mercury toxicity. I'll do another show on candida. I'll do another show on aluminum toxicity. I'll even do a show on parasites. But for today, I like to do an overall overview of what's going on and give you a broad sense of how toxic we are and how many people are suffering in this society based on toxicity. While we cannot change the fate of the world in one jump, we all know that, we can start taking small steps to detoxify our world in our bodies. And, you know, I get texts while I'm doing the show. And, of course, obesity in America has nearly doubled in the past decade, resulting in over 68% of Americans being overweight. Of that 68%, by the way, half of them are considered obese. This issue is only exacerbated by the level of toxins in our bodies. We never used to know this. We never used to think about this. We all thought that everyone was overweight because they was eating too much sugar, eating too much salt, eating too much fat, you know, but we never really thought about it. And now we are conscious of it today that obesity has a large part to do with toxicity. And when the toxins, when the toxins enter into our system, you have to remember our bodies recognize them as an enemy. Our bodies recognize it as a threat to our health. Now, I'll give you an example. If we're consuming every day low levels of toxins, our bodies would rather eliminate them. But guess what? We can't eliminate them because we're not taught how to do that. We were never taught how. I used to talk a lot about my grandmother, and I still do, but not as much. But I remember the reason why I'm a naturopathic doctor today and why I have survived one of the most wicked toxins in the world, which I considered being poisoned over 20 years ago with pesticides. And that's why I consider one of the worst toxins in the world. Of course, that's an opinion of mine. However, my grandmother used to teach us when we were children that you have to go to the bathroom. As simple as this sounds, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to eliminate. And I remember my grandmother used to have this red bag in the bathroom, and it was an enema bag, and we all remember that. I don't want to talk about my age or your age, but you know what I'm talking about, the red bag in the bathroom now. And our grandmothers used to do a douche with that bag, and our grandmother used to do an enema with that bag. And they were really into cleansing, but also back then, they were not as toxic as we are today. Now, if you hear what I'm saying, my grandmother and our grandmother and your grandmother was not as toxic as we are today, but they still implore some of those treatments back then that we don't do today. You see what's happening here? So our grandmother used to use the enema bag. Our grandmother used to juice. My grandmother used to go in the garden, grab these vegetables. So they were practicing cleansing back then. And that's what we have to get back to today. So some of the value I'm going to give you today is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what you can do if you think you have a metal toxicity. And I want to give you a special tip on a deodorant. Because last night when I told a friend of mine that I was going to do this show today, she says, wow, she says, what kind of deodorant do you use? And do you buy a deodorant with aluminum in it? And I said, no, because about 13 years ago, I had aluminum toxicity. I did a hair analysis test. I do these different tests. I do blood tests. I do integral wellness blood work. But I remember doing a test on my hair analysis, and I sent it into this lab, and it came back, and I was positive for aluminum. So, of course, I wanted to do how to get the aluminum out, so I did some research on how I was going to get the aluminum out. And one of the things that I came across was deodorant. I said, okay, let me look and see where all this aluminum was coming from. So I started doing some background research, and I realized that when we were children, that my father used to cook in aluminum pots. And my father was a cook, and we were poor. So, of course, my father didn't know that when the aluminum was being peeled from the pots, instead of getting a new pot, we were eating the aluminum. Yes, we were. We were eating the aluminum. So that's probably how I got aluminum toxicity. But I want to tell you today is I know how to get the aluminum down. And one of the things I want to leave you with today is a deodorant on how to not put aluminum in your body. And then I want to talk to you about, I'm going to give you some value on mercury and how to, if you suspect mercury poisoning, how to eat some of the best fish that doesn't that has the low level of mercury in it. And then all you people who think you have candida, and I'm here to tell you that you probably do, and I'll tell you why you have candida, and I'll give you some value on how to do a candida cleanse. So when we come back, I want to give you some value. I think I'll start talking about candida when we get back. So stick around, because candida, by the way, is one of the biggest problems that we have in our country. Also, parasites is another big, huge problem that we have in our country. But I can't talk about all of it today, but I really would like to do an overview on both of those things today. So when we come back, let's dwell right into candida, and then we'll go into mercury. And then we'll go into parasites.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, I'm back. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we're talking about some great stuff today. We're talking about detoxification, not only a detoxification on dieting and weight loss, but we're talking about some of those popular cleanses that people do out there, like a candida cleanse or a parasite cleanse or metal toxicity. So we're really talking about integrative medicine and a medical detox today. Most people today, we understand that we could do a juice cleanse. We understand that we can do a cleanse and lose some weight. But some of us really are having some questions about, let's take this a little bit beyond. And that's what we're talking about today. And I wanted to go into, and I promise when I get back that I would talk a little bit about candida. And one of the things that people don't understand about candida or a fungus a cleanse is that it's not easy. When you have candida, candida is a little bit different from yeast. A candida yeast protocol can be complex. Over 80 million Americans each year have symptoms of an overgrowth in yeast. They go to the doctors. They even end up in the emergency room, and you end up with either a suppository or some cream or some Diflucan or some type of medication to get rid of the yeast for that particular time. However, 3-4 months later, the body is not free of this candida, and it ends up recurring. And that's only because we're really not dealing with the candida itself. We're just dealing with the symptoms. To deal with a candida, I always tell my clients, you have to starve the candida, number one, through dietary changes. There's certain foods you have to avoid. There's certain foods that you should eat freely. And I want to talk a little bit about some of these foods. And I'm sure you guys are going to have this aha moment, because we all do. And we have to keep talking about it. So this is the deal here. There are several dietary culprits that must be avoided during a candida outbreak. You must avoid sugar and simple carbohydrates. And sometimes when I say that, immediately my client will say, oh, I don't eat sugar. And so then I have to talk to them about, no, anything that breaks down into sugar rapidly, I consider that sugar. And that's simple carbohydrates. For an example, we want to talk about avoiding fermented yeast containing moldy foods. So sugar is one, fermented yeast containing moldy foods you want to avoid, and any foods that causes an allergic reaction. Now, some people will say to me, well, I don't eat foods that cause an allergic reaction. And I'll say, no, you don't eat food that cause an outbreak and a rash or have itchiness in your throat. But you still eat certain foods that I consider that you're just intolerant to. And I'll give you an example. If someone says, I have an allergy to corn, but I can eat cornbread, or I have an allergy to corn, but I can eat that food that have a little bit of that corn powder that my mother cooked to make this this soup. To get to the point, what I'm trying to say is that if you have any food intolerance, you must avoid that particular food in order to get rid of the candida or the yeast. Now, I'm talking about certain foods that have that causes a reaction to the yeast organism. Candida can be killed with an antifungal, yes, but I'm not talking about killing the yeast right now. I'm talking about preventing it from coming back, and you have to do that with certain classifications of food. So you want to eat foods such as, you want to increase foods such as protein, and I'm not saying that you have to increase meat. You need to understand the difference between protein. But the protein that you want to take in should have all of the good quality amino acids in it. And that's why I love to talk about this new type of food that I'm involved with from Yevo. And because I'm now drinking every single day this smoothie that I just got that have 43 essential nutrients in it. And it have quality protein in it. So that's my protein smoothie. So I practice all the time how to eat an anti-candida diet. Not because I have candida, but it is the best diet for me. So I avoid sugars and simple carbohydrates. I avoid things like sugar, number one, molasses, maple syrup. I avoid fruit juices. I avoid candied fruits. I avoid breads. I avoid pastries. I avoid refined starches that occurs in my cereal or anybody's cereal, like a breakfast cereal that's loaded with it. I avoid pasta. I avoid high glycemic index vegetables. Now, this is where it becomes a little bit complicated, because people are going to challenge me on that. Well, I thought that beets were good for you. I thought that carrots were good for you. I thought that, you know, all of these high concentrated things are good for you. Yes, they are good for you. I am not talking about what's good for you today. I am talking about what causes your your candida to not go away. I'm telling you what causes your yeast to stick around. So we're not talking about what's good for you or what's not good for you. When you have a candida outbreak, of course you want to avoid alcoholic beverages. You want to avoid beer. You want to avoid anything that has a high hidden sugar in it. And you can tell by reading the labels. I mean, sugar that contains certain things like malt. If you open up a bag of something or a can, you just have to read the labels. So let's talk about foods to eat with caution. We just talked about how to avoid high sugar, high carbohydrate foods. Let's talk about fermented food. Somebody just reminded me. I want to talk about avoiding fermented food, moldy and yeast containing foods. Okay. Yeast containing moldy foods are foods that are processed, like for an example, smoked meats, sausages, hot dogs. Those are processed foods that you really want to avoid when you're doing a candida program. You want to avoid cheeses, especially the ones that are really, really riper in age. Those cheeses you want to avoid. You want to avoid leftover food in the refrigerator. Hello, I'm sorry about that. But leftover food in the refrigerator is a great source of mold. You want to avoid edible fungi. You know, there's two types of controversial things out there about edible fungi, but I avoid edible fungi if I am doing a candida cleanse. I'm also going to tell you there are certain things that you have to avoid by opening up your ketchup. I know you love your ketchup. Opening up mayonnaise, some certain salad dressings, a lot of these commercial types of sauces that you buy, you want to avoid them. Now, I want to tell you the one thing that a lot of people have a tough time with, and I believe that they should do some research around how much candida they do have, because if you start eating these food and you find that 3 months or 4 months later, you get your yeast back and you're back doing that antifungal cream, or you're back doing that vaginal suppository, or you're back asking your doctor for some Diflucan, then you have a serious case of candida albicans. So stay clean. Stay very, very clean. You want to eat, like I said, high concentrations of protein. And you want to eat vegetables that are mostly green. Sorry, but you got to eat a lot of green vegetables and you got to drink green juice. While I'm talking to you right now, I find myself getting a little bit of dryness around my mouth because I've been talking all day. But guess what? As soon as I take a break, I have a green drink right in front of me. And I'm going to drink that green drink. And I guarantee you when I come back, I'll have lots and lots of energy. Let's talk a little bit about seafood, because I did say high quality protein. Now, all those people who eat meat and they love their fish, you know, I used to think that a fish was a health food. Fish is not a health food. It's mistaken for a health food. But if you really want to know that the flesh of fish and other sea animals are loaded with high toxic chemical residues, and that's going to lead me into a conversation about metals now. So now we're going to talk about mercury toxicity. And then we'll talk about a little bit about aluminum, and we'll talk a little bit about some other things. But before I talk about mercury, let me tell you, someone just asked me, how do I know I have candida? Well, if you really want to know if you have candida, I think if you go online, there's a candida questionnaire and score sheet. I know when clients come to the retreat, we have what's called a candida score sheet. And that candida score sheet is not in front of me, but I do know that some of the questions that we ask on that sheet is, for an example, we talk about, have you ever had a course of antibiotics? And then it will score you. And then it talks about, have you ever been on a steroid like prednisone or Decatron, and then we put a score to that. And then we ask you, have you ever been exposed to insecticides? And then we put a score to that. And then we ask you, have you been exposed to any type of mold? Excuse me. We put a score to that. We ask if you ever had athlete's feet. If you ever, do you crave certain things? Like, do you crave sugar? Do you crave breads? Do you drink a lot of alcohol? But that is the sheet that we use to determine the level of your candida. And thank you so very much, Sandra, for asking that question, because I almost forgot to tell you that you can score yourself to see if you have candida. But we talked about candida, and some of you do know that you are taking antifungals, so that there you go. And some of you know that you do ask your doctor once a year for Diflucan, and some of you do know that you're always going to the drugstore to get a suppository. Now, having a yeast infection is totally different from having candida. But that's a, like I said, we're going to do a whole show on yeast and candida. But for the sake of an overview today, I wanted to make sure that I go in a little bit. When we come back from the break, I like to talk a little bit about mercury, only because I get a lot of questions about that. So when we come back, let's talk more about candida, mercury, aluminum, and all of these medical grade detoxification programs.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host. And we were talking about today a lot of things, actually. We were talking about a medical detox, integrative medicine, and what we do to cleanse our bodies, besides the fact that we can lose weight by going on a detoxification. But now we want to talk about how to stay healthy and how to be healthy and how to do some of these cleanses, and should we do some of these cleanses that are out there to help us to stay healthy. And we talked a little bit about parasite. We talked a little bit about candida. We're doing an overview today about specific types of cleanses. And when I left for break, when I come back, I told somebody, well, let me answer your question about fish and about mercury. And, one of the things I don't want people to misunderstand is that when you're talking about something that's healthy for you, it's not the same thing as talking about something that's healthy, that's not healthy for you. In other words, that it could be a health food, or it could be a healthy protocol, or it could be something healthy that a lot of people should do, but it may not be healthy for you. So I wanted to talk about fish, only because I got a couple of questions in about mercury and fish. And yes, the flesh of fish and the flesh of a lot of sea animals is loaded and comes loaded with highly toxic chemical residues. And the toxicity tends to go into the muscles or parts of the particular part of the fish. And even shellfish contain so much of these toxicities. Now, we all know that fish swim in the global ocean, picking up a lot of toxic residue and pollution from places that you would never even think about going to yourself. But anyway, big fish eat little fish, and the bigger the fish, such as salmon, tuna, the greater the toxic chemicals throughout their flesh. Well, that does make sense, right? But, you know, and I don't like to alarm people with all of this stuff, but, you know, you have to be aware. And I'm aware of everything that I eat. And I also know that I could do things to help my body to prevent it from becoming toxic. I don't want my body to be a toxic waste dump. So even though I may feel that I'm eating something that may not be the best for me, I also know that I'm going to do a cleanse. I also know that I know how to do a cleanse. I also know that I know how to use certain essential organic oils, that I'll give you some value about that today. So anyway, yes, the bigger the fish, the more toxicity. Now, I would like to say that mercury is high in tuna, is high in swordfish. And if you have too much mercury, we know that there's so many different symptoms, but, and also it could be severe symptoms such as brain damage. But a lot of people don't think about that. They also know, they think that fish oil capsules you don't have any of these residues. Well, if the fish oil came from fish, then why wouldn't it have some of this toxic residue? So I always tell people, you pay for what you get. If you find fish oil capsules that's $3-4, you have to really research where the fish oil capsules came from. So you have to be really, really careful. I've decided that, most of you know me, and you know that I've had pesticide poisoning. You also know that I've done detoxification for the last 25 years. But I don't avoid a lot of foods in my life. I just know what to do when I'm eating them. And that's why I try to give people value about how to choose certain foods. For an example, mercury, to answer her question. Thank you very much. I'd like to answer Nancy's question about fish. She said, I love fish. I'm never going to stop eating fish. So can you tell me what fish that's best for me? So we talked a little bit about the size of the fish, and we even mentioned some of the fish that have high mercury in it. So I want to give you some value about fish. The mercury, I'm going to give you three categories of fish that have high mercury, medium mercury, and low mercury. That's the best I can do. I got this chart from a friend of mine's named Tom. He came and he said, here, remember this. And I talk about it a lot at the retreat because I do get all types of people at the retreat. Anyway, the low levels of mercury are in fish like anchovies, calamari, catfish, believe it or not, cod, flounder, tilapia, whitefish, freshwater trout, sole, but specific sole. So if you go to the fish store, you got to actually ask them, is this specific sole? And then we have another category of fish that have high mercury in it. I like to mention some of these fish. And of course, some of them are large fish, like we talked about. And bluefish was at the top of the list. Grouper, shark, swordfish, tuna. But when it talks about tuna, and I have to do a little bit more research into this, it gives me like four types of tuna. It says yellowfin tuna has a high level, canned tuna, albacore, canned albacore tuna, big eye tuna, and ahi, A-H-I tuna. So there must be other tuna out there that don't have as high mercury as these particular tunas. The other thing that I wanted to mention before I talk about the category that have medium amounts of mercury is that there is a source that you could go to. It's called nrdc.org, and it talks a little bit more about the levels of mercury in your fish. Then I wanted to mention that there's a tuna that's called canned chunk light tuna, skyjack. That has moderate or medium amounts of mercury in it. And then it talks about monkfish is medium amounts, perch, but the freshwater perch, mahi-mahi, which is medium amounts of mercury in the fish, and Alaskan cod. The Arctic cod has low levels of mercury, but the Alaskan cod has medium amounts of mercury, and swordfish, of course, have a lot of mercury. So I hope that helps in terms of fish, and to be able to distinguish that fish is a food that's not a health food, but it's seafood, and that you have to be careful with it. Does it have some great qualities? Yes, but like I said, you have to be careful with the mercury that's in our fish today. Now, I know time is wrapping up for our next break, but I did get a question about gallbladder liver flush, and we may have to take this part two and make it a part three, because I don't know if I'll have time to talk about parasites, which four people already asked me some questions about parasite. But I wanted to talk a little bit about gallbladder problems, and talk a little bit about what you can do about gallstones. One of the problems with our country today, first of all, gallbladder operation is a very common operation in North America. Every year, more than 500,000 people in the United States and more than 50,000 people in Canada undergo surgery to remove their gallbladders because of gallstones. 80% of all these gallstones show no symptoms, and they remain silent for years and years and years. Now, once the symptoms arise, these symptoms persist and they increase in frequency, and the most common triggers for these gallbladder attacks are toxicity. Yes, toxicity again. Here we go with that word again. The other symptoms, things that cause the gallbladder attacks, are too much caffeine, too much chocolate, too much eggs, too much dairy products, especially ice cream, Okay, guys? And the number one out of all of these is deep fried foods. Now, in addition to that, you also have to have something else that goes along with this. Yes, remember, how do you know you're having a gallbladder attack? Well, the pain is so bad, it occurs in the right upper quadrant of the abdomen. It's a sharp pain, it feels like full gas, it feels like sharp, right after, full and sharp right after a heavy meal. The pain can cause shoulder or chest or neck or back pain. This pain extends to all three areas of the body. Now, in addition to these symptoms, these stones can be expelled into one of the ducts. And once that happens, now we're talking about an infection. So leading to an infection of the bile duct or gallbladder. So I talk about that only because when we get back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can do, like a cleanse. But I also want to warn you that if you have any of these symptoms, it's time to go to the doctor. But when we come back, let's talk about how you can prevent this from happening.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. I'm back again, and we're talking about miracles of holistic health and wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles going on today. And we were talking about detoxification rather than just focusing on weight loss benefit today. We wanted to go into the long-term effects on health from detoxifying and having a lifestyle by making sure that we take care of our liver, we take care of our colon, we take care of our kidneys, and we also wanted to delve into some of those cleanses that help us with these organs, like a candida cleanse, a gallbladder liver flush, and a candida, a metal detoxification, and some of these other things we talked about today. And time flies. So before I get into talking a little bit about the gallbladder liver flush, which I promised I would try to do today, I want to give you some value, and I promise that I will give you a deodorant that helps with the body so that you don't have to put aluminum or mercury through the armpits. And I've been using this deodorant for years, and it's just, I didn't give it a name. It's just called a non-toxic healing deodorant. And I get my essential oils from GoToSana, and I'll give you the website and the phone number to get any essential oils, organic essential oils that you want. Just text me at 774-208-2477. You can also email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com, and I promise you I will get back to you and give you as many oils that you might need for your lifestyle, not just for a deodorant, but oils that you can prevent the flu from, oils that you can help your liver with, and so on. So this particular deodorant, I use I get a 2 ounce of a silver Be Safe, and that's an essential oil that's made from silver. And then I put 5 drops of lavender in that. And then I also add 5 drops of coriander. And I add 2 drops of eucalyptus radiata. And I put 3 drops of cypress. I blend these oils together and I store them in a 2 ounce cobalt blue glass spray bottle. I label the bottle deodorant healing oils, and I put the oils underneath my arm. Now, one of the things that people always say, does it smell? Well, first of all, sometimes I'm around people and people go, what is that essential, what is that herbal smell that I'm smelling? Or most people won't say, what's that essential oil smell? So, but after a while, you get used to smelling yourself. But if you're around someone new, they perhaps can smell it. So I could tell you some of the oils that don't have a strong smell, and that is if you have lemongrass, you can add lemongrass to your eucalyptus. It's the eucalyptus radiata that has a strong smell. You can add 2 drops of the frankincense instead of the eucalyptus radiata, and you can add 2 drops of patchouli, if you like patchouli. Some people don't like the smell of patchouli. Anyway, so that's your value for how to create a really healing, non-toxic deodorant. And now that we've talked about that, I wanted to answer Tom's question. And that was about a gallbladder liver flush. And before I left, we talked about how prevalent gallbladder stones are. And we talked about the different approaches to gallbladder problems in the conventional medicine. And all of those approaches, like a gallbladder surgery, gallbladder medication, and some of the other things that they do, which helps you to get rid of the stones. And they create adhesions. If you have surgery, you get infections. If you have surgery, I mean, these conventional approaches to your gallbladder problems do not come without risk. But so what I'm telling you today is that you can take care of your gallbladder. You could take care of your liver and without ever having to get to that point in your life of having to have gallbladder surgery. Some of the foods that I always like to start out with foods, some of the foods that I tell people that they have to eat to take care of their liver and their gallbladder is what I say all the time. Try to stay clean as possible. And that is you must embark on my PEVI program, which is protein, good quality essential fatty acids, green vegetables, and yogurt. Now, think about that for a while. Don't text me any questions. Just think about that for a while. The protein that I'm always talking about is good quality protein. You must put in your lifestyle 43 essential nutrients every single day. And if you want to know how to do that, please text me and I will send you my website to go on to get the quality protein that your body deserves, because there's no other protein out there, I promise you, that have 43 essential nutrients in it. And we talked about that in a few of my radio shows. And the reason why I'm so adamant about that is the basis of your diet. That is the basis of your healthy lifestyle. That is the basis of having better focus, better memory throughout the year. That is the focus to start having a holistic, natural lifestyle so that you can start to deal with some of these chronic illnesses that you have or that your family or loved ones have. Besides the PEVI, protein, essential fats, vegetables, and yogurts, you want to eat only whole foods. You know, people today know what that means. That means non-processed foods. That means unrefined foods. That means foods without toxic fat. The other thing you want to eat is you want to make sure that you have what's called foods that create alkalinity as opposed to foods that cause acid. And those foods are mostly in the vegetable area. So you want to eat plenty of those foods. Now, let's get to, because we don't have a lot of time, let's get to the liver, gall, bladder problems. My staff are telling me with this note that I only have a few minutes. Time flies. So getting back to the liver, gall, bladder flush, people want to know, all right, what is it and how do I do that? At the retreat, first I want to tell you to be careful, to make sure you have a practitioner available if you're going to do this. But I'm just going to tell you what we do at the retreat, not that I'm telling you to do this. What we do at the retreat on day one is we make sure that you have 2 glasses of an 8-ounce organic apple juice or apple cider every 2 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Altogether, that's 14 glasses, and you would have been taking that during the whole period. So do not eat any other food or drinks except fat or water. And please note that the apple juice should not be taken cold from the refrigerator. It should be kept room temperature. On day two, you want to do the same thing. But at 8:30 p.m., you're also going to be given a 1/2 glass, 4 ounces of an olive oil or extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. And you're going to mix that with 1/2 glass of lemon juice squeezed from 3 fresh lemons. Do not take those lemons out of the jar. It has to be fresh lemons. Now, guys, there's a reason for all of this, so you don't want to substitute. And you want to immediately go to bed and sleep on your right side. And then I guarantee you that some of you will get nauseous. Some of you will feel some of the stones moving around in there. You'll feel this little gurgly feeling, and sometimes it will disappear on the third day after taking some food. But the other thing I wanted to say, this is an overview of how we do it. Upon arising the next morning now, you're going to take 2 glasses of warm water with juice from 1/2 lemon in it. And then you're going to, some people I tell them they can take pure prune juice if they want to, or this is the thing that I tell people to be careful of, you can actually take what's called Epsom salt drink, and that is a tablespoon of Epsom salt in some water first thing in the morning. And guess what you do after that? You're either going to have a colonic if you don't go to the bathroom, or you're going to take another Epsom salt drink until you actually have an amazing flush. Now, there are 3-4 different versions of this particular gallbladder flush that's out there, and I guarantee you, if you call me or text me at 774-208-2477, I can go into more specifics about how you can do this, and I'll see you next time. It was fun talking. And have a great, great holiday season.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.